Good evening. My name is Sebastian, and this is To Whom It May Concern on WMFO in Medford. That was This Charming Man by The Smiths. It was a different version than the original studio recording. It's the John Peel session from September 14th, 1983, on Hatful of Hollow, their compilation from 1984, 1983, something like that. The plan for tonight is just to play a bunch of The Smiths, because that's what I've been listening to this week. I finally got through pretty much their whole studio, their whole discography in studio albums this week. I listened to their final like studio album, Strange Ways, Here We Come Today. So I think we'll just be, moving chronologically through some songs. Why don't we just get straight to it. The next song I've got is How Soon Is Now, also from Hatful of Hollow.
Everybody else died. good times for a change. See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me, let me, let me, let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
All right, that was Please, 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 Let Me Get What I Want by the Smiths. And yeah, that wraps it up for the first few songs. Those are all from Hatful of Hollow, which is, I think it's the earliest compilation they have released from 1984. Like I was saying earlier, it's a lot of kind of like different alternate versions of songs that you hear on their other albums. I was reading about it, and it looks like most of the stuff is taken from BBC, like, radio sessions from 1983. yeah, so that was Please, Please, Let Me Get What I Want. Before that, How Soon Is Now, and then before that, This Charming Man. And I really like that version of This Charming Man. I feel like it almost has, like, more of, like, a swung feel than the studio recording on their self-titled album, which I'm going to be playing some stuff off of next. It's a little bit slower, just a little more like, I don't know, it has like kind of like that swing feel, which I really enjoy. But yeah, I've got two or three songs I'm going to play off of their self-titled album, which is also released in 1984. So this is The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, and then after that I'm going to play Still Ill, and then Suffer Little Children. Shimmy
Kindle it wakes and says,
over the moors, I'm on the moor.
All right, those are some songs from the self-titled album by The Smiths from 1984. That was Suffer, Little Children. And then before that, you heard Still Ill. And then right before that was The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Moving on, I'm going to be playing a few songs from their subsequent album, Meat is Murder, which I only listened to for the first time, like, pretty recently. I was mostly acquainted with, like, The Queen is Dead. That's, like, the main album that I know, that I'm super familiar with by them, and some of the stuff from their compilation albums, but I've never really gone more in-depth into, like, all their stuff. But yeah, this is their second studio album, Meat is Murder, and, in case the title didn't already give it away, Morrissey, the lead singer from The Smiths, is a vegan. And he apparently says he doesn't identify with the term vegan, and he considers himself just me, so he's not like other people, you know, he's special. And he's also an animal rights advocate, as the title of this album suggests. But the first song in play is the opener to this album, and I think it's just like a really, really, really strong opener. My friend showed me this song while I was on a trip. I was away for spring break last week, and he played this song when we were hanging out at the beach, and I really enjoyed it. It's got a very, like, I don't know, kind of like that sort of dreamy, hazy Smith sound. And this is called The Headmaster Ritual.
I'm not afraid to die.
right. That was Well, I Wonder by the Smiths. And before that was I Want the One I Can't Have. And then before that was The Headmaster Ritual. All From Meat Is Murder, released in 1985. It's 8:42. We're more than halfway through the show. And that means it's time to read a PSA. It's still March, which means that it's still Ladder Safety Month. So I'm going to bring my weekly dose of ladder safety awareness to our listeners here. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, so that wraps it up for Ladder Safety Month, but that doesn't mean you don't have to be safe with ladders at all times, so keep that in mind. Anyways, we're going to move on to the next Smiths album in their discography as we move chronologically through their stuff. Next is The Queen Is Dead, which is probably the album, my favorite album and the one I'm most familiar with. And we're going to start off with the opener, the title track, which is a legendary opener, in my opinion. It feels kind of, I don't know, it used to be not, I think it was my least favorite song off the album for a while, because it just feels, I don't know, it's the longest song on the album, and it's just, like, very different than everything else that goes on the album, and yet, I don't know, it almost, like, after just listening to the album a bunch of times over and over again, now it kind of feels more like a mission statement. Yeah, it's a really great song, so, yeah, this is The Queen Is Dead, without a further ado.
Things like love.
I've read well and I've heard them said.
100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and cons, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. He'll trip you up and laugh when you fall. Text from whence was ripped, some dizzy whore, 1804. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gate. So Keats and Yeats are on your side. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gate. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose. His will, love, of wild is on the mind.
All right, that was Cemetery Gates, also from The Queen is Dead. We ended up having a little less time than I was anticipating, so I'm going to skip out and move on to the next album. I was going to play There Is a Light That Never Goes Out, which is a classic Smith song, but you've all probably heard it before, so we can skip over it. I got a few more songs lined up. This one song I'm going to play is from Strange Ways Here We Come, their final studio album, which I listened to for the first time this morning, so it still hasn't made a huge impression on me, but the one song that stood out to me is called Girlfriend in a Coma. So I'm going to play that song, and then after that, I'm going to play a few songs from their 1987 compilation album, Louder Than Bombs. But I'll be back before then. So this is Girlfriend in a Coma.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I would hate anything to happen to her. No, I don't want to see her. Do you really think is nice, and shyness can stop you
from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So ask me, because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. If it's not love, then it's the bomb, then it's the bomb that will bring us together. So
we are unfortunately running out of time, so I'm just going to say goodbye now. But you've been listening to Who May Concern on WMFO in Medford, and my name is Sebastian. And this was just a chronological run through some of my favorite songs by the Smiths. This is Ask off of Louder Than Bombs, which is probably my favorite Smiths song, possibly. I think it was a single, but it's just great. The guitar is just like so catchy, just the classic Smiths guitar riff sound. I don't know. And yeah, just kind of like typical, you know, the great stuff you hear from the Smiths. But yeah, I'll be back next week. And next week my plan is to do some of my favorite opener songs from albums. So stay tuned next week at 8 p.m. and I'll see you next time. And I'm going to hand it over